You're listening to AWW Radio, the podcast of American Women's Wrestling.
Well, why don't you start with name, school, where you're from originally, and things like that.
Okay. My name is Glory Kinesny. I'm from Billings, Montana. I'm a senior at SOU. I'm a business major.
When did you start wrestling?
I started wrestling in second grade.
And what drew you to the sport originally?
Nothing in particular. I saw a flyer for it in kindergarten, and I didn't even know what it was. And I asked to do it, and my mom told me to wait until my younger brother could do it with me. And in second grade, I remembered. And then I just did it ever since.
Did your brother stay out?
He didn't, but I have a brother that's a freshman in high school, and he wrestles.
Do you guys ever wrestle together now, or not really?
Oh, definitely do, but he's wrestling at 152.
Okay.
So he's quite yeah, I still can wrestle, though. I'm going to go and practice with his high school over break.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. So then growing up for you, you didn't get the opportunity to wrestle girls very often, is that right?
Yeah, very rarely. I would travel other places to wrestle girls.
Okay. Did you have the opportunity to wrestle Fargo and things like that, where you were wrestling girls at some of the bigger tournaments?
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Yeah, that's cool. When was your first time going to Fargo?
2014 or 2015. I think.
Yeah, I have yet to be, and I can't wait for that one. That'll be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So what about now? What about the sport of wrestling do you really appreciate now?
I guess just how it just always pushes me, I guess. It's hard. There's really rough days, but you stick to it. Makes you disciplined.
Yeah, wrestling is definitely hard on the body and mentally, which is crazy because I think the mental aspect of it is probably harder sometimes than the actual physical aspect.
Yeah.
Favorite after school, favorite after weigh-in snack?
Probably apple juice or apples or just bread, honestly.
Did you say just bread?
Yeah, just bread.
That's awesome. Is there a special kind of bread or just straight up slice of bread?
Yeah.
that's awesome. I actually have never heard that before. That's great. Growing up, did you play any other sports or do any other sports other than wrestling?
I did cross country and track.
I don't like to run. I don't know how people do it, but
yeah,
you can do it.
Hard sport. It doesn't get the credit it deserves, but
you're salty.
Ooh, depends on the day.
Yeah, for real.
Honestly,
I'm with you that.
Depends on the day.
Today, sweet or salty?
I might go with sweet today.
Yeah, I'm always a sweet guy. way too much. So. Favorite wrestling drill?
I don't think I even have one. We have a lot of good lower weights right now, so I have plenty of good practice partners.
What's your least favorite drill? Hardest drill?
Hardest drill or least favorite? Well, one, just getting on the line in general. We have to run sprints quite often. That's never a fun drill, but... Or just Raider drills, maybe.
What's that?
It's where you have to do high knees for 30 seconds and then 10 sprawls and then 30 more seconds of fast feet.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fun, but I'm going to have to steal that one. What was one of the biggest adjustments for you from going from high school to college? Not only wrestling aspect, but just in life, what was one of the toughest adjustments for you?
toughest adjustments. I guess just being on my own, being an adult, really different. But now that I'm a senior, I see the freshman. I'm like, oh my gosh, it goes by quick, guys.
Yeah. That you're watching right now or anything?
I've been rewatching Shameless right now.
Yeah, I like it.
Good one.
What, like on your phone, what makes up the most of your screen time?
Probably Instagram, maybe TikTok. I don't want to admit.
Do you and the girls do TikToks?
Sometimes we will. I used to, and then when we were in quarantine, I was like, okay, I understand now.
I'll have to check that out. That's awesome. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you in the last month.
Embarrassing thing. Oh well, today I ran out of gas in the parking lot after practice.
I'm sorry, but that sucks.
Yeah, and it was like in a blizzard and everyone was walking by me and I was trying to get the gas tank to work. And then it was a tiny tank, had to go back twice, still wouldn't start.
That's too bad. I'm sorry that happened. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you at a wrestling tournament?
Embarrassing. Probably just getting my ass kicked really bad.
That sucks. Yeah, that's never fun. It's horrible. That's not a good feeling. Worst Christmas gift that you've ever received?
If my parents were here, they'd say, oh, you never like gifts, but now I can't think of it. I don't know. My mom and grandma have definitely gotten me some pretty silly clothes before. Like I said, I liked peace signs in third grade, and I'm still getting peace sign shirts.
That's pretty funny. It's not actually very funny, but it's pretty funny. So what do you know what's next for you as far as, like, you talked about you're a senior. What does wrestling look like from here on out for you and even just life in general?
I really don't have a clue, but I'll be here in fifth year. And then I could stay six because I haven't redshirted, but we'll see because I'm kind of over being in school, but you never know. Even if I don't, I'll probably stay a year and help coach the team just because I love the girls and I don't know if I'm ready to quite leave. But beyond that, I don't know what I want to do for a career, really. But I'm going to try and go to Europe or somewhere like that.
Fun to see you continue to grow. I'm excited to see you continue to get on the mat more and more this year. It'll be fun. SOU's got a great thing going on right now. The room's full of some hammers. Your weight class is deep. It's pretty awesome to have. I mean, a couple of top-rated girls in the country in the same room, like, at your weight. That's always awesome. I'm sure there's some incredible battles. It's kind of why I even wanted to start this, and you're the first one, where just to highlight some of you girls that are working so hard, that have done so much for the sport, that to kind of just show others, like, this is what's going on. So keep doing your thing and we'll be rooting for you.
All right. Thank you. It was good talking to you.
You too.
Thanks for listening to AWW Radio.